This is VOA News. Be remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Plans to evacuate civilians from a besieged port city in Ukraine collapsed on Sunday for a second time, along with an expected Russian ceasefire, a Ukrainian official said, as they tried to persuade Russia to agree on terms for safely getting residents out of areas under fire near Ukraine's capital. Residents expected to leave the port city of Mariupol during a 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. local ceasefire, Ukrainian military authorities said earlier in the day. An Interior Ministry advisor said the planned evacuations were halted because of an ongoing assault by Russian troops. The news dashed hopes of progress in easing, much less ending, the war in Ukraine, which is now in its 11th day and has caused 1.5 million people to flee the country. The head of the UN Refugee Agency on Sunday called the exodus the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. The presidents of Turkey and France, as well as Pope Francis, appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to negotiate an end to the conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterated a request for foreign protectors to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which NATO so far has ruled out because of concerns such an action would draw the West into the war. The world is strong enough to close our skies, Zelensky said in a video address on Sunday. Putin warned Saturday that Moscow would consider a third-party declaration to close Ukrainian airspace to be a hostile act. A Russian defense ministry spokesman said Sunday that some Ukrainian combat planes had redeployed to Romania and other Ukraine neighbors. He warned an attack from planes operating out of those nations could be deemed an engagement by them in the conflict. This is VOA News. Over 100 Rohingya refugees from Myanmar arrived by boat on the shores of Indonesia's Aceh province in the early hours of Sunday, an NGO group at the scene said. Authorities were unsure for how long the 114 refugees, including 35 children, had been at sea, but some needed medical assistance when they arrived in Aceh, a volunteer told reporters. And in news related to the global coronavirus pandemic, almost a third of people report at least one ongoing symptom between 6 and 12 months after their coronavirus infection, a survey of 152,000 people in Denmark has found. The study includes one of the largest groups yet of people who were not hospitalized with COVID and follows them for longer than other major studies, the researchers from Denmark's State Serum Institute are saying. Hong Kong reported 31,008 new COVID-19 cases and 153 deaths on Sunday, as the city's chief secretary said residents should not worry about a looming mass testing scheme, with details to be announced and authorities ensuring a steady supply of food. The global financial hub is clinging to a dynamic zero coronavirus strategy as a massive spike in infection pushed hospitals, isolation centers, and funeral parlors beyond capacity. Health experts said around 15% of the city's 7.4 million residents are already infected. COVID-19 vaccinations in the European Union fell last week to their lowest level in more than a year, EU data show. As fears about the pandemic ebbed, governments relaxed restrictions and public attention shifted to the crisis in Ukraine. The pace of immunizations in the bloc began steadily falling since the start of the year. Amid a slowdown in infections, some 72% of EU's population has had two doses of the vaccine now, still leaving tens of millions unvaccinated. Belgium will remove almost all its coronavirus restrictions from Monday, ending a requirement to wear masks in almost all places and scrapping the need to show a COVID-19 pass for indoor venues from cafes to sports halls. Prime Minister Alexander De Croo said that the major easing of measures has come almost exactly 2 years since the pandemic first struck the country, which is home to NATO and EU institutions. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.